something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6. I read something to you in Galatians, right? All right, let's look at it again. Verse 3 now. So it says, even so, verse 3, when we were nepios, children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. Did you hear what he just said? Paul says, when we were children, nepios, children, babes, he says, we were in bondage to the elements of this world. We were influenced. When we drank water, we had a running stomach. Because it had some impurities. You understand what it's talking about now? Then you said, I don't know what I ate. I've been going to the toilet. I ate something. Yes, because you're a babe. You get it now? He says, when we... Hey, come on, follow me now. Can you see this? Look at it. Even so, when we were nepios, children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. We were in bondage under the elements of the world. We were influenced by the elements of the world. Maybe you even fainted because the place was too hot. When it was too cold, you felt like you were dying. We were in bondage under the elements of the world. We were influenced. Yet we remember the words of Jesus. These signs shall follow them that believe. He said, if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. But you were hurt. And the thing that hurt you was not even deadly. But it got you. It got you. It says, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. But when the fullness of the time was come. See, I want you to understand something. The man is teaching. He's teaching an important subject. And taking two routes. He's dealing with the Jew. And he's dealing with the Christian. And you have to understand where to pick his message to the Jew. So when you read the book of Romans and the book of Galatians, you find a lot of Pauline arguments against the law in the church, letting them understand what the gospel is as different from the law. And so here you find him waving in and out. But this time he says to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now, he lets you get something. So those who were under the law, that they might receive the adoption of sons. But then he gives us a clear picture of what he's still talking about. Look at verse 6. And because ye are sons, listen, I want you to understand. Because ye are sons. Now, not because ye are technon. Hey, hear me. Here. Because ye are sons. What sons? Sons of adoption. Because he has sons. He says, God had sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts. Watch. Into your hearts crying, Abba, Father. Now I want you to notice, he didn't say, because he has sons, God gave you his spirit, period. If that were the case, he would say, take none. All right? But because he has sons, he says, now you know how to cry out. You've learned the cry of the spirits. You've learned how, by the Spirit, to say, Father. What is he talking about? He says, I write to you, fathers. John said the same thing. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. See, the fathers have come to know him. Are you coming along? You sure you're coming along? See, we're building this thing. Come on. Watch this. He says, wherefore, verse 7, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and even son, an heir of God through Christ. What is he telling you? This heir is the son of adoption. I explained to you some time ago, when he talks about sons of adoption, he is talking about not someone who you got into your house or paid the government some money to say you have adopted him as your son. He's not talking about getting someone who was not your son to become your son. He's talking about raising a son, even though he were your own son, your offspring. Raising him. When he got to the level of maturity, you said, this is my adopted son. He had come to his office of sonship. Now he could function as your son, the ambassador of the kingdom. Many Christians, just because you're born again, doesn't mean you are an ambassador of Christ. Let me show it to you. It's in the Bible. All right, because you quote it all the time, you'd be surprised the way Paul puts it. Turn there, 2 Corinthians. You will see. How can everybody be an ambassador? It's not possible. I know you're wondering, what is this? You will see it now. You will see it now. Every Christian is not an ambassador of Christ. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. How are you? All right. Are you there? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. He says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Who's he writing to? Let's begin this. Who's he writing to? To the Corinthian Christians, all right? Now, Paul says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. Look at it. Does that not show? He's talking about he and the other apostles. He says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. Why? Because he charged them with a lot of rubbish in their church. In his first letter, he said to them, I couldn't even speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. In his second letter, he's still trying to straighten them out. To be an ambassador of Christ, you must come to sonship. You must grow into sonship. We're not talking about sonship in terms of being an offspring. We're talking about sonship in terms of growth, development. You come to office. That's why when Jesus got to office, when he was raised to that level and the Father was ready to let him go, he said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. Come on, turn in there quickly. Matthew chapter 17. Have you seen it? Rush in there. Are you there? He says, verse 5. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. Now he commanded everybody, he commanded everything, he commanded all nature to listen to Jesus. For the first time, everything was asked, commanded to listen to Jesus. Whatever Jesus said, they were commanded to obey. Why? He had become his hearers. He was born his technon, but was raised God's hearers. He had arrived in his office, and the Holy Ghost came on him. He was ready to go, and God said, everybody, hear Jesus. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. See, there is a level of authority, and you have to grow to understand the use of authority. Just because you have authority doesn't mean you know how to use it. You have to learn about it. So you understand what it is when you tell that cancer to die. It's got to die. Are you hearing me? You don't pray about cancer. You don't beg God about cancer. You say, cancer, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command you to die. And it's got to die. But he said, I said it and it didn't happen. Let me show you why. You ready to see this? 2 Corinthians, chapter 10. You seen it? I want you to listen to this very carefully, very carefully. It's so important, you got to get it. All right, 2 Corinthians, chapter 10. I will read it to you from verse number 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Hey, you better get this. It's so important in life. He says, for though we walk in the flesh, in other words, for though we move around in a human body, we do not war after the flesh. The warfare.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demolegun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter 10. I will read it to you from verse number 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Hey, you better get this. It's so important in life. He says, for though we walk in the flesh, in other words, for though we move around in a human body, we do not war after the flesh. The warfare that we are engaged in is not after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That means they are not man-made. They are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What are strongholds? Now, I want you to notice something. Verse 4 is in parentheses. I want you to notice that. Have you observed it? It's all in brackets. Which means we could actually read from verse 3 to verse 5. All right? That means move from 3 to 5 without damaging the meaning. All right, let me read from 3 into 5 and notice something. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, casting down imaginations and every high thing. Which means the war that is not after the flesh, but a real war, is in casting down imaginations, bringing down every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. That's what the war is all about. Can you see that? The warfare is in casting down imaginations. The warfare is not with the devil. It's clear there. Verse 4 is in parentheses, meaning you could go from 3 straight to 5 without reading verse 4, and still it will not damage the meaning. So that immediately tells you what the warfare is. The devil is not there. So it's not a warfare with the devil. It's not a warfare with demons. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So he tells us what the warfare is all about. Verse 4 tells us two things. Number one, that the weapons for this warfare are not man-made. They are not carnal. They are not of human understanding. The second thing that verse 4 tells us is that these enemies are strongholds. He says the weapons are mighty for pulling down strongholds. So when he says casting down imaginations, these are the strongholds. Look at it, verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, every thought. So these are all mental blocks. So the warfare, brothers and sisters, is in the mind. This is not the devil. Look, it's so important to get this. The devil was defeated by Jesus. He doesn't need to be fought again. He doesn't need to be defeated again. Satan has been defeated, which means anything that the devil does today can be completely overruled by a child of God who knows his authority. Overruled. But watch this. You say, hey, but I'm trying. Why wasn't it working? That's why I took you here. Just listen. Verse 4 one time. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now look at verse 6. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. In other words, that, see, the weapons of our warfare will work for us, produce results to deal with our adversaries, rebel holders of authority he's talking about. In other words, those who are instituting these mental blocks can be dealt with in a form of revenge by the power of God when our obedience is fulfilled. So when you don't fulfill your obedience to the word of God, it will not work for you. That's what he's telling you. It will not work for you. Is that hard? No. It makes it simpler. It just means I can know whether or not it's going to work for me. Now listen to this. It's important for you to understand that anything that's wrong in your life that you do not know about cannot have power over you. Are you hearing me? So it is not what you're doing that is your problem. Your problem is what you do not know. Your sin is not your problem. So don't start looking into your life to say, what are the things I'm doing wrong? What's causing all this? It's not what you're doing wrong. It's what you do not know in the word. That is where your limitation is. That's where your problem is. What you don't know is your problem. Because you see, if you knew it, you would do it. If you knew how to do it right, you'd do it. That's the spirit of the child of God. When you're born again, your spirit is after God. See, love rejoiceth not in iniquity. And you're born of love. You have the nature of love. You don't want to stay in the wrong. Naturally, as a child of God, you don't want to keep doing the wrong things. Even though you may do them, you really don't want to go on doing them. That's your new nature. Before you were born again, you didn't care. But now with the light of God inside you, when you do something wrong, you don't want to keep doing it. When you get to know it's wrong, you want to stay out of it. Hallelujah. So he says, having in readiness to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. But when your obedience is not fulfilled, the devil keeps having a field day in your life. Even though Jesus said, in my name you shall cast out devils. You can't cast them out because you got trouble. You're not staying in the word. And when you stay in the word, you'll have revelation. You can see. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you're being brought up because you are a child of God. You belong. Listen, nothing is impossible. Did you hear that? I like to say it in a better way. This, you know, it's better when you say nothing is impossible. That's great. But something better than that is anything is possible. You know, that's more positive than nothing is impossible. Anything is possible is more positive. So anything is possible. And Paul said, I can do all things. I can. You think he was boasting? Go talk to him. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I told you why the word which was put in there instead of who. He said, which strengtheneth me. Because he's not talking about Jesus strengthening him. He's talking about the anointing energizing him. The anointing. 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 Are you still in this place? When are you going to be tired of being sick? As long as you enjoy it. You say, how can anybody enjoy sickness? Oh, some do. They enjoy it because in that position of sickness, they control everybody. And you know, a poor man can be proud. I'm the proudest, I'm the poorest man in our estate. Everybody knows me. He's proud of his poverty. Listen, listen. When you understand that you are a child of God, technon, an offspring, not just the huos now. as technon, you have a right to the inheritance. But you cannot use or enjoy that inheritance until you become the heirs of God. That means you are brought up a son in the house who now understands what is in the house. Oh boy. Man, oh man. You know what is in the house. You know, a lot of guys, there are a lot of people who are born again, they don't understand this stuff. Some of them are even good preachers. They're against the message of prosperity to say health and wealth message. They say, they call us health and wealth preachers. And they tell people, don't listen to them. And the more they say that, of course, a lot more people listen to us, you know. It doesn't work. So they call us health and wealth preachers. The problem is they haven't entered the house. They haven't found out what's in the house. If they ever found out, they'll be amazed that we haven't even scratched the surface of our inheritance. The heirs of God have entered into the house. He said, I'll give you the keys.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo. 267 at Dim Legun Road, opposite Ndubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.